This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it's absolutely beautiful outside today. The sun's suddenly come out and it's very, very peaceful in the studio. Now, I'm joined in the studio by my guest today, Peter Ruck from the Trinity Church, or part. We're coming in to talk about the Trinity Church and also about the Way Festival. So thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit, because it's really interesting. And it's weird. When I have people in from the church or people who have faith, whatever faith it may be, there's always a nice, relaxed. And I've had this before when I've had people from the church come in, or spiritual people, because you just seem to have a really positive, chilled out way about you. So just tell us a little bit about you and where you found God.
Well, thank you for welcoming me the way you have and making me feel relaxed sitting here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Trinity Church up on the Coxty Green Road. I've been at that church since about 1992, when I first came on Christmas, and I've been there for 20 years now. I operate as an evangelist from the church. Right now, I'm travelling all over the world, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm here, sitting here today, not just representing Trinity Church, but I'm representing all the churches here in Brentwood that are putting on this festival, which we call The Way. You may wonder why we're calling it The Way Festival. Well, back in the olden days, and you can read in Acts 9 verse 2, the early Christians were not called Christians, but they were called people of the way.
I didn't know that. Wow.
So that's why it's called the Way Festival.
Right, okay.
So it doesn't belong to Peter Ruck or anybody else, this festival. It belongs to everyone. That's why we're calling it the Way Festival. It's not about one church. It's about a body of churches coming together to reach out to people in our community and beyond. It's very, very different. We're doing it in a big tent, a big top. This is the biggest big top event that Brentwood has seen since about 1999, I believe it was, when Dr. T.L. Osborne came over here and held an event like this.
Yeah.
How did this come about now, in 2013, you may be thinking? Well, a dear friend of mine who I met back in 1999, his name is Yeheni Hohorovic. Get your tongue around that. yep. He's actually on a plane right now, coming over from Belarus with five others, his family and his interpreter. And he's an amazing young man of God who has a real passion to reach people for the gospel. Him and I have worked over this year and previously all over Europe in tents, sharing about Jesus Christ and his love. And that's exactly what this festival is all about. We want to share the love of Jesus Christ with the local people and beyond. The big tent. Well, my experience of a big tent, people will come to a big tent. It's like not like going into a church. And we see a totally different openness about people when they come into a tent.
Hmm.
They don't have a cross over the top. There's no steeple. There's no bells ringing.
Yeah.
It is really a festival that we're putting on up here on Coxty Green Road. In fact, you won't see the church signs there right now.
Hmm.
They're all gone. It says The Way Festival.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for my church offering their grounds. And they've offered their grounds to us absolutely free for all the churches in Brentwood to come along and work together. So, what do we have up there? What's going to bring people along? Well, we have an amusement bouncy castles and things like that we have up there. Children's rides, things like that for the public.
Yeah.
Food stalls. These people are franchised to come on the site. We've given this franchise to a couple of organisations. And they have agreed to give us a percentage of their profits.
Yeah.
Not for us as churches, but we want to donate those profits to two local hospices.
Yeah.
One is St. Francis, that we really would like to support, and
yeah,
also Little Havens,
yeah,
which is the children's hospice.
Yeah.
And so these guys, what they're charging, they're going to give a percentage of their profits that we can give over back to these hospices. So we want to, you know, as Christians, we want to serve the community. We want and hope that people see that Christians are people that want to express God's love.
And tell us, because it's going on for 10 days. It's not just over a week. It's going on for 10 days.
Absolutely.
So it starts this Friday.
Yes.
And tell us, can you tell us about what's going to be going on over the 10 days and what times it's kind of,
absolutely,
what times it's opened and stuff.
Okay, so Friday is liftoff day.
Yep.
Okay, liftoff day. It's not really a pun, but we've got a group of men coming in. They're called Tough Talk. Mm-hmm. Now, they're power lifters.
Yeah.
So now you can see why we call it liftoff day. And these guys are coming in and they're going to be lifting up weights. They're going to be telling people the stories of how their lives were turned around. Now, these guys are ex-bouncers, yeah, ex-doormen, they call themselves East London hard men.
Mm.
And we've even got a person that went the wrong side of the fence as a policeman.
Yeah.
Part of that team. So I'm really excited about this group coming in. And to back that up, we've got a tremendous group coming in. Keith and Jenny Raby, they're going to be playing live music. They're coming all the way down for Blackpool.
Yep.
They're nightclub singers who 4 years ago became Christians. So I'm really excited to have Keith and Jenny with us. I've worked with Keith and Jenny quite a lot when we have gone into prisons and shared about the Lord Jesus. And they're somebody, folks, who you can really tap your feet to and find yourself rocking in your chairs. And it's going to be really exciting to have Keith and Jenny on the Tough Talk. That's the first night. So what goes on after that? Well, we've got a guy called Renton Baker. Renton's got a story. You'll find each one have got a story. Mm. Renton was an ex-football hooligan.
Yep.
So he was a naughty boy on the terraces and an absolute rascal. And God's turned his life around. Now Renton is working in the prison service, visiting inmates all over the local prisons and prisons in London. He has got an amazing story. And then we go on to Sunday, we've got a fellow called Tim Grant. He owns this big tent.
Yep.
And Tim's coming along with his big tent, and he's got an amazing story. I've been working with Tim all over Eastern Europe this year. Through this tent mission, I never knew Tim before, but
yep,
we've started working together, and we've seen God do amazing things out in these tents. And we're so excited about this ministry, what we're seeing in Eastern Europe, coming to England. And I believe God is going to do wonderful things through this tent mission.
And it's open to everybody. So what time of the day is it open? Is it open during the day or just in the evenings during the week?
Okay, glad you asked me that question. On Friday night, we kick off in the big tent at 7:30.
Yeah.
But before that, it will be open with these amusements, the fast food.
Yeah.
So if people want to rush straight from work to come there,
yeah,
they can pick up a burger or a hot dog or whatever's on. Their kiddies can come and play on the bouncy castles and things like that. So that's Friday is really a 7:30 start, because it's the start of the event. Similarly, Saturday will be like that.
Yeah.
Sunday will be Sunday evening.
Yeah.
The reason we're doing Sunday evening is because the local churches will have their own events.
Yes, yeah.
So, and the bank holiday, it's open from afternoon right the way through.
Yeah.
That's going to be International Day.
Mm.
So we've got a Bulgarian band coming in playing on the International Day.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different.
Mm.
I believe my friend's wife's going to sing in Russian.
Yep.
So it's really going to be an international day. My friend is Belarusian. Amazing story that he'll tell you. He's got an amazing gift where God uses him in an absolutely amazing way. He prays for the sick.
Mm.
And so that's an exciting day. Tuesday he speaks again, and we have Keith and Jenny again live that day. Wednesday is a special day for you ladies, if you're listening out there. It's our ladies' day.
Mm.
And that starts in the morning at 10:30. It's led by a lady called Kelby Massey. Kelby, I've worked with a lot over these last 4 years. She was a Sikh and she became a Christian.
Yeah.
So she's got a really interesting story to tell. We've got a dear friend of mine who's actually in Romford at the moment. She's given out tracks. She's from Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
So she's come to tell her story. A lady called Marsha Jones has come to tell her story. Another lady called Uta Linica. And Keith and Jenny are playing live music again.
Yep.
And Tim's wife Kim will be finishing off the event in the ladies' event. Then we go into the evening, and we have an amazing gospel band led by a lady called Helen Youssef. Helen's based in Romford, and so she is the live band that night, and she's got an amazing story.
Yeah.
So she will lead the Wednesday night, and yours truly is going to tell his story in that evening.
Yeah.
How God came into my life and really turned my life around. And he really is a God of second chances. And come along, and I would tell you the second chances and more that God has given me.
Yeah.
And what he's called me to do is to share the love of Jesus. I was a businessman. In 2008, I went full-time as an evangelist.
Yeah.
Like most evangelists, I live by faith. I trust God for what I do and his finances.
Yeah.
Last year, I was in Zambia. I went into the prisons in Zambia.
Yeah.
Amazing experience. If you think prisons are tough here, go into Africa and see what these guys are enduring.
Yeah.
And I spent 14 days in Africa. Amazing time. And people funded us to go there. There were four of us that went there.
Yeah.
And we talk at breakfasts as evangelists, and what we said touch people's hearts, and they sent four of us to Zambia.
Do you think with the way things are with the recession, I have asked this before when I've had people from the church in, but do you think with the recession and the way that the you do look at the world, I look at the world sometimes, get very depressed with the way things are going. Do you think you're getting more people attending church than you would have done probably about 5 years ago, or is the attendance not, you know, how are you finding people sort of coming to church? Because obviously, if you go back about 50 years ago, people would have always gone to church on a Sunday.
Absolutely.
It was the way things were.
I think people are asking questions.
Yeah.
So, recently we had an event, to answer your question, recently we had an event in Brentwood called On The Move, which I'm part of, and a colleague of mine was on the radio station here.
Yeah.
And we were giving away free burgers.
Yeah.
For 4 days. And the amount of people that had questions, that were trying to find answers for what was going on in the world.
Yeah.
And we saw many, many more people than normal come along asking these questions. So to answer your question, yes.
Yeah.
And we've got a very famous town here called The Only Way Is Essex, they call it. And we see our town change, don't we? Every weekend. And there's amazing things that the church are doing right now. There's street pastors in this town that's going on.
Yeah.
And they're doing an amazing work in this town. And they're actually working so hard with a lot of these young kids that come in. And they really don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for an experience of some kind of thing. And on the Saturday morning following their visit to the local nightclubs, we had four young teenage boys who had walked up and down the town and said, well, what else goes on here? So I said, well, you've come here for The Only Way Is Essex.
Yeah.
I can give you a different scenario. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we began to talk to these five young boys who were very interesting to find out things in their life. And we shared about Jesus Christ with them. And they ended up leaving here, receiving Jesus as their saviour. They came all the way from Norwich.
Yeah.
Soon after that, five young girls walked in. It's strange that there were two groups of five.
Yeah.
They were down here with a sash on them, their 21st birthday. And like the five boys, they'd walked around town and said, well, is this all that's here? So I said exactly the same thing to them. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we shared the gospel. We gave them a burger.
Yep.
They enjoyed it. We had a good bit of fun.
Yeah.
And these five girls were from Leeds.
Yeah.
So they went back taking Jesus Christ back in their life. So, yes, people are asking questions. Yes, people do want to know, is there more to life than what we really see? I'm going to give you a little snip of my testimony now. I thought that my wallet would control my destiny. But I found when my back was really against the wall, it didn't. What changed my life was receiving Jesus as my saviour.
Yeah.
So come on Wednesday night and hear a bit more of my story.
Now, is there a website that people want to go and check out where everything is? Just what's I'll try that one again until I'm getting stuttery. What's the air conditioning here so cold? What's the website, people?
Okay, www.thewayfestival.com. Very simple.
That's pretty good.
We've also got a Facebook page. It's The Way Festival.
Excellent.
Now we're moving on to Thursday. Can I jump
sure,
on to Thursday?
Yeah, yep.
Thursday, young people, this is all about you. We've got a youth night. We're looking to have a youth band, young people that can tell you how God changed their life. So not old fellas like me, but we'll have some young people along there that will tell you how God's come into their life and turn their life around.
Yep.
It will be a fun time on the Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And leading up before that, we're starting the bank holiday, we're going to have children's ministry. We're going to have sports teams coming in out there, training kids in football, basketball, running. We've actually got Tony Jarrett coming. Have you ever heard of Tony Jarrett?
Yep.
Former Commonwealth Gold medalist. Tony's going to be there doing some sport with the young kids. Between 4:30 and 6:30, we've got a youth ministry. So that's running all the way through from Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
On the Thursday night, it's their special night.
Mm-hmm.
So youngsters, Thursday night, come along. But nothing stops you coming for the first Friday when the powerlifters are on.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll enjoy that also.
Yeah.
Then we go through to Friday, another very interesting day. We've got George Osborne, a dear friend of mine, who his story is out of darkness. He was very much involved in the occult and things of the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And George has a very, very interesting story to tell. I won't give you any leads on that, but an amazing story where he was gripped by the wrong things.
Mm.
And God lifted him up out of it, literally lifted him up out of it. So that's Friday night. So you can see every night we've got something amazing going on through to Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is our celebration night.
Yeah.
So every night of the week for 10 nights, there is amazing things going on. Saturday morning, dropping back a bit, we've got a men's breakfast.
Yeah.
Again, a friend of mine who I've worked with for the last 4 years is coming to do a men's breakfast. That starts at 10:30 in the morning. You can go to the food stalls and buy your bacon butties or whatever your desire is.
Yep.
Hot mug of coffee. Dads, you can come in. Mums, it doesn't exclude you when it says it's Men's Day.
Yep.
And you can put your children, and I don't mean put them in, but there is a children's ministry going on with puppets.
Mm.
We've got two characters called Billy Bible and Susie Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be entertaining the kids with a gospel message.
Can I just ask about if people are in wheelchairs? Is there access for people because it's on the grounds?
On the ground. We do have a disabled toilet there.
Right, okay. And it should be able to, the wheelchair access
We'll get them parked as near as the tent as we can.
Okay.
And there will be people on hand to help out.
Brilliant, excellent.
Okay, all they'll need to do is to go to the help desk if they need help.
Yep.
We've tried to think of everything if we can. Plenty of parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no need to worry about parking out in the street. Come into the grounds and park. There's
plenty of parking. So it's Trinity Church, Coxley. So the grounds over the back, which is on Coxley Green
Road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly signposted up. Lots of bunting and Union Jacks and international flags. This is truly an international event.
Yeah.
People from all over the place. I've got some dear friends who I've been working with in North London. They're all coming down. They're Russians, they're Africans. In the Bible it says every tribe and kindred.
Mm.
So you'll find people from all nationalities. If you look at my little flyer here, it looks like a tent.
Yes.
Okay, I know, yeah. I've seen you've been looking at it. And inside the tent, we've got welcome in many different languages, as you can see.
Yeah.
Because today England is becoming really, really more multicultural. People from all over the world, really, people are coming to England. Just want to put a little statement here. Don't mind if I read it. Why the Way Festival? Who are these people? You see, the early church, early Christians were called the people of the way. Not focus on one church, but a group of churches in the community and beyond. Coming together in unity from many denominations with passion and focus. God's people gathering in a big tent to show his love. So we're not about a denomination.
Yeah.
We're not about Anglicans, Evangelicals, Baptists, Catholics. We're Christians.
Yeah.
We're people of the way, in fact.
Yeah.
So everyone is welcome.
Excellent.
Every single person is welcome.
And if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, thewayfestival.com.
Yes. www.thewayfestival.com. We have a festival line, which is 01277 376 222.
Right, okay.
So there's 01277 376 222. Also a Facebook page. If you've got any questions that you want to post to us, you can't get through on that line, we've got an info app. So you can post a question on there, and we'll try and get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, well, it's been lovely to meet you today. I hope everything goes really well. You've got loads of stuff. You said to families, bring your children. There'll be loads of stuff to do. There'll be loads of food places as well. And it sounds like it's going to, hopefully the weather will hold and you have some, be able to mooch around outside. It looks like it's going to be good. I think it's meant to be 30 degrees, isn't it? So very soon again. So don't forget, it starts on Friday. Check out the website, all the W's, thewayfestival.com, and you can find all the details there.
And can I invite you to come along?
I might be coming along.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
I might be coming along. And we just have to say as well, as you know, George Adie, who was my co-presenter, used to come in with George's World, was also a member of the Trinity Church. We were talking about George, actually. We do miss him. He was absolutely fantastic fun. He really was. If you never met George, go back and listen to some of the interviews that I did with George. And he was 94, he was, or 93, and he was absolutely on the case.
Always excited about Jesus.
Yeah. And always excited about Phoenix FM. You say, I'm a radio presenter. Everyone said, really? I said, no, he really is a radio presenter. It was his show. So thanks very much, Peter. Hopefully, I'll see you in the next couple of days.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Right. 11:54, here is...